I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Harris and Trump preparing for presidential debate. We have the story.
I'm Rodney Price. Well, here are some updates to the city of Wichita's proposed parking plan. That topic and more to come at Tuesday's council meeting. A preview is ahead.
Pedestrian killed in Newton. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
Law enforcement officials in Kentucky are still looking for a suspected Kentucky Interstate 75 shooter, Joseph Couch. Following a Saturday night attack, Laurel County Sheriff John Root explains how Couch got the weapon they claim he used in the shooting.
He obtained a firearm at a local place here in London, but it was obtained, you know, legally. He went through the ATF, he went through all the proper paperwork.
The attack left five people injured, but none of those injuries are believed to be life-threatening.
The election looming closer, the presidential nominees of both parties set to debate each other. Fox's Brian Yenis with a preview.
Vice President Kamala Harris and former President Donald Trump are gearing up for this week's presidential debate in Philadelphia. This will be their first ever face-to-face encounter as new polls show the race is a dead heat. The vice president has been hunkered down in Pittsburgh for several days to study up while Trump has remained on the campaign trail.
A recent New York Times Siena College poll finds the former president with a one-point lead ahead of the vice president.
The Wichita City Council will give the public an update on their proposed parking plan at Tuesday's council meeting.
The plan was delayed last month after considerable negative public feedback. The city will continue to receive feedback, and officials will return to the council in the next 1 to 2 months with an update and any potential adjustments to the plan. The city and Sedgwick County proposed to split the costs of a review and analysis of emergency communications and fire department operations after a fatal fire in East Wichita last October. The council will also discuss a special liquor tax allocation for this year and next. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
A 19-year-old man was hospitalized after he was shot near downtown Wichita early Sunday. The shooting occurred near the River Vista Apartments at 150 North McLean Boulevard. The victim told police he arrived at the apartment complex with an unknown woman and other individuals, and then an unknown man shot him. The victim suffered non-life-threatening injuries. Suspect has not been found.
A woman has died. She was hit by a vehicle on Interstate 135 near First Street in Newton Saturday night. According to the Kansas Highway Patrol, a pedestrian, she was walking north in the southbound lanes of I-135 when a Dodge Durango driving southbound hit her. She died at the scene. She's identified as 22-year-old Aubrey Lee C. Lakey from Newton.
Miami Dolphins wide receiver Tyreek Hill was seen detained by police hours before his team was set to face off against the Jacksonville Jaguars. Fox's Madison Scarpino reports.
It's not every day that people see a star NFL player on the street, let alone getting detained by police. The Miami-Dade Police Department says that one of the cops involved is on administrative leave for now. Social media video shows just part of what happened. It's unclear how an alleged driving violation escalated to the wide receiver being handcuffed, laying on the ground, surrounded by cops. The Miami Dolphins say he was only detained for a short time, and several teammates saw the incident go down and stopped to offer support. Hill told reporters he has no idea how he ended up in handcuffs.
After Hill was released, he went on to play in the game and scored an 80-yard touchdown in the third quarter. KNSS News Time now, 8:04, 4 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Last road game of the season for the Wichita Wind Surge yesterday. We'll talk about that, see how things went coming up in sports.
And a weak jobs report triggers a down close of the stock market. That story and more just ahead on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. KNSS KNSS News Time now, 8:08, 8 minutes past 8 o'clock. Police in Oklahoma say two 2-year-old children were found dead inside a vehicle after accidentally being left there. Police spokesperson Sarah Shetler says the two were found Thursday afternoon by officers responding to a request for a welfare check on the vehicle that was parked on a city street. Shetler says the children are siblings but would not confirm whether they were twins. Says no charges have been filed but declined further comment.
We'll have to see if Wall Street recovers from a shaky close last week on Friday. The Dow finished off the day by more than 400 points down. The drop blamed on the less-than-spectacular jobs report from the Labor Department. Fox's Lucas Tomlinson with more from the White House.
A new report by the Labor Department says employers added 142,000 new jobs in August, which was well below expectations. Wall Street had expected 20,000 more. And that August jobs report shows native-born Americans lost more than 1.3 million jobs over the last year, while foreign-born workers gained 1.2 million jobs. Also, part-time workers increased by 500,000, while the number of full-time workers went down by 400,000.
The unemployment rate dipped slightly to 4.2% after unexpectedly rising to 4.3% back in July.
Two NATO members claim Russian drones violated their airspace.
Romania's Ministry of National Defense claimed a drone entered Romanian territory this weekend and added that Bucharest, the capital of Romania, had deployed F-16 warplanes to monitor its airspace and also issued text alerts to residents. Romania added investigations were underway after they spotted a potential impact zone in an uninhabited area along the Romanian-Ukrainian border, and there were no immediate reports of casualties or damage. Meantime, Latvia's defense minister also said a Russian drone fell this weekend near the town of Rezhen. NATO's outgoing deputy secretary general said, while we have no information indicating an intentional attack by Russia, these acts are irresponsible and potentially dangerous. Ted Lindner, Fox News.
Pope Francis has traveled to what some believe is the end of the earth, a remote jungle in New Guinea.
The Pope traveled from Papua New Guinea's capital of Port Moresby aboard an Australian Air Force cargo plane, bringing a ton of medicine and other humanitarian supplies. He told a crowd of 20,000 that greeted him at Vanimo on the island's northwest coast, they may feel distant to the institutionalized church, but God was near to them. He also urged them to work at being good to one another. The country's been racked by tribal violence that's grown more deadly in recent years. The Pope will travel to East Timor on Monday and then conclude his four-nation trip with a visit to Singapore. Jack Callahan, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:11, 11 minutes past 8 o'clock.
We've got some problematic traffic areas out there. If you're trying to go eastbound on Kellogg from north or southbound I-135, that ramp is running very, very slow. We've got a traffic accident. This is on Broadway at Kellogg. And so Broadway in the downtown area, traffic running really heavy there. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Chad Chambers.
Now the forecast with meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
For your Monday, mostly sunny skies. Winds are going to be breezy out of the south at 10 to 20 miles an hour. Staying mainly dry after a cool, comfy start this morning. Warming back up to a high of 86 degrees. With your Storm Track 3 forecast, I'm meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
Weather brought to you by the Monarch. Whiskey lovers, go to the Monarch for nightcap specials every day from 10 till midnight. Get half-priced pints and $7 signature old fashions. The Monarch, West Douglas, in historic Delano. Steve, at 10 in the morning, today is September 9th, 2024. On this date in 1957, President Dwight D. Eisenhower signed the first civil rights bill to pass Congress since Reconstruction, a measure primarily concerned with protecting voting rights. It also established a civil rights division in the U.S. Department of Justice. 8:12 now, Steve, at 10 in the morning here on KNSS, and we're approaching, well, this week, the 23rd anniversary of September 11th, the attacks were 23 years ago this week, and there are some events, as always, commemorations planned. And with us this morning to tell us more about that, Fox News Radio's Eben Brown. Good morning, Eben.
Good morning.
All right, so I was watching a network show last night. They did quite a bit on 9/11, brought back a lot of memories, pretty disturbing memories, but give us an idea what's going on around the country.
Well, you know, I think a lot of what most people will probably tune in for is the event that always happens at what we used to call Ground Zero in Lower Manhattan, mm-hmm. Where they read the names, they have the moments of silence for when the towers were struck, for when they fell. There are similar observances at the Pentagon and at the Flight 93 Memorial Site in Pennsylvania. But, you know, more and more since then, there have been regular memorial ceremonies or parade, I don't want to say parades, but, you know, gatherings and whatnot in every town USA. You know, even the town where I live, you know, outside of Miami in a suburb, we have a collection of Trade Center, World Trade Center steel that's been, you know, fashioned into a memorial monument thing. And there's an event there on 9/11 every year. You know, they have the fire department and the police come out in uniform, and there are a couple of speeches and prayers and things like that. And more towns have been doing this throughout the years. And I, you know, it's almost like having a Veterans Day event locally and a Memorial Day event locally and whatnot. And so I think that's, you know, that's what we're going to see more of this year, is just these little towns having their chance to mark it, even though they may not have an actual connection to New York or D.C. Or Shanksville, Pennsylvania. It's a way to sort of mark it in our collective memory, because I think we all remember it, even if you weren't there, quote unquote. I mean, it was the first mass mediated national attack, right? You know, we didn't have live pictures of Pearl Harbor. So, so for so many people, it's still very burned in their minds. Now, of course, we have people who are 20 years old who weren't born yet at that on that day. So
right.
That's something else again. And perhaps that, you know, this is becoming to be a bit more for their benefit than anything, to make sure they appreciate the enormity of that day, and it doesn't get lost to the history books where it's not a real event to them. It's just something they read about.
We had I guess you call it a stair climb over the weekend here in Wichita, a ceremonial where I'm not sure how it worked, but some firefighters climbed some stairs in one of our buildings just in tribute to those firefighters who lost their lives back east. And, you know, I have a younger brother who's a retired firefighter, and my older brother was a forest firefighter, so it hit pretty close to home. I mean, those people are the bravery that they showed and the courage, just incredible. Sure.
Yeah, good friend of mine was it was still a FDNY firefighter on that day from I believe he was stationed in Brooklyn, but you know they had to respond to calls.
Yeah.
He lost he lost people he knew that day, and for me, I was in New Jersey, started my day, it was a beautiful weather day. I mean, clear skies, warm. I ended up getting stuck on the approach to the George Washington Bridge, watching buildings on fire.
Oh, my word. One thing that I remember about that day is, and here in central Kansas, it was an incredibly beautiful day. Sunshine, just a beautiful day, but what a tragedy. And the country was united there for a while, but
there was a general niceness that was going on afterwards, and I kind of missed that. One of the interesting things that happened, I want to say, you know, a day or two later for me, and to demonstrate that niceness was, you know, and this again, I was in the New York City area where drivers are not known for being nice to one another. me and another car coming from, you know, the other corner, we got to the intersection at the same time, and it was one of those, hey, you're in my way, buddy, kind of scenarios where it normally would have been. But both of us kind of looked at each other through the windshield, and we smiled and kind of did the, go ahead, you go, it's okay.
A little niceness there. Yeah.
Yeah. That was nice.
All right. Well, listen, we thank you for your help this morning. Comments. Appreciate that, Evan. That's Fox News Radio's Evan Brown talking about some of the things that are going to be going on across the country. People are remembering 9/11 this week.
You know, I talked to a relative of mine who has children that are in college and high school. Says 9/11 means nothing to them.
Oh, my grandkids.
They don't remember it. It doesn't affect them, and they don't think about it.
My grandkids were born, most of them. Yeah. Well, you're right. Whole generation.
You've got kids in college and high school, and 9/11 in the past to them.
And of course, you and I were very busy at the time, but I remember when I was at home and late in the afternoon, a beautiful day, I remember just going out and sitting on my porch swing and just thinking, why would anybody ever do that to us, to the United States of America, all those innocent people? Huh? You can't explain it. All right. Hi, Ted. Sports time here on a Monday morning, 8:18, Stephen Ted. What's happening in sports, Ted?
Now let's start out, how about minor league baseball? The Wichita Wind Surge played their final road game of the season yesterday. 7,000 fans in Frisco, and Wichita won the game 4-2 in 10 innings. Wind Surge bullpen worked the final five innings, allowed zero hits. That's how you win a game.
Yeah.
Eight strikeouts, too. Jarrett Worf was the guy that finished it up with two scoreless innings in the ninth and the tenth innings. Got his third win of the season for Wichita. There you go. The Wind Surge wins its final road game of the season. Day off today as they get ready for the final six at home, starting tomorrow at Riverfront. JUCO men's soccer, third-ranked Cowley College, wins again 5-0 at Dodge City yesterday. Cowley men's team ranked third in the nation, undefeated 3-0-1 to start the season. Major League Baseball, the Kansas City Royals hosting the Minnesota Twins at Kauffman Stadium yesterday afternoon in front of a big crowd. Hey, the Royals are going for a three-game sweep. This was a game in which runs were precious. So when you get a defensive gem, boy, that comes up big. And it was in the top of the first inning.
Next pitch is whacked out into right center field, and that's going to be over the head of Renfro. And rattling around on the warning track, they're going to try to score Miranda. And the throw home, and he is going to be out. Miranda hit the brakes too soon. He was at a complete stop when Fermin tagged him out. That might have been the worst slide of the baseball season.
Oh, it was a perfect relay from Hunter Renfro through Michael Garcia, and then a solid throw to the plate as well. And not only did Miranda hesitate, but Tommy Watkins, the third base coach, was waving him home the entire time.
Hey, and then, you know, that saved a run and maybe more if Minnesota kept batting. The Twins couldn't score. The Royals won it 2-0 for a three-game sweep. That's a four-game winning streak for the Royals on the heels of that seven-game losing streak. So Michael Wacha on the mound did a lot of the work. Seven innings, only gave up four hits. Got his 12th win of the season, his 100th career win in the major leagues. The Royals have a six-game lead for a wild card spot in the American League with 18 games to go in the season. So this winning streak really helping. All right, next up, big challenge. The Royals are on the road this week. First stop, a place they do not play well at, and they're taking on the top team in the league, Yankee Stadium, the New York Yankees. That'll be at 6 o'clock tonight, and that will be on 1330 AM KNSS on the AM dial. Oh, boy, the all-time franchise history for the Royals against their foes in the American League. They have had the least amount of success against the Yankees. Especially Yankee Stadium. They have lost two out of every three games they played at Yankee Stadium in franchise history, including they've lost 23 of their last 29 at New York in Yankee Stadium. But see what happens. See if the Royals can keep this momentum going. They've won four in a row, the Royals and the Yankees. 6 o'clock this evening, like we said, on 1330 AM KNSS on the AM dial. We'll talk Shocker Volleyball tonight, the weekly edition of the Chris Lamb Show with head coach of the Shocker Volleyball team. 6 o'clock tonight, that's over on 97.5 and 1240 KFH, as the Shocks get ready for three games in Lincoln, Nebraska, coming up later this week, three matches. And after that, it's Monday Night Football, the first Monday Night Football game of the season in Santa Clara. The 49ers hosting the New York Jets. 49ers a 3.5-point favorite tonight on KFH for Monday Night Football. And a happy birthday today to one of the all-time football greats. Safety for the Kansas City Chiefs, Johnny Robinson, is 86 years old today. Played his entire career with the franchise. Led the AFL in interceptions in 1966. Got the Chiefs to the Super Bowl I. Then led the NFL in interceptions in 1970. 57 career interceptions for Johnny Robinson. Why he's in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Seven-time first-team All-Pro. He's on the all-time All-AFL team. How about that? Former Chiefs safety, the Hall of Famer, Johnny Robinson. It's his birthday. He's 86 today. And that's sports with Steve and Ted.
8:22 now. Keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute. Sean sees changes he thinks Democrats would likely be likely to make. That's coming up, Stephen's Hit of the Morning here on KNSS.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wichita's nationally recognized Marconi Awarded radio show. This is Stephen Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Stephen. 10 in the morning, KNSS, 8:30 here on this Monday morning. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. An apprentice lineman who died at the Wellington power plant Thursday has been identified. The city of Wellington says Wilson Price died after coming into contact with an energized piece of equipment. Price joined the electric distribution department at the city of Wellington as an apprentice in January. Starting tomorrow, the Kansas Department of Transportation will be closing the ramp from northbound I-235 to westbound K-96.
KDOT says the ramp closure is necessary to repair the concrete surface, paint bearings, patch up the deck, and repair joints. The work will occur Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. After the work is completed, this section of roadway will be reopened in early October, conditions permitting. Wildcat Construction of Wichita is the primary contractor for the roughly $293,000 project. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
A recent report may contradict Governor Kelly's claims that Medicaid expansion will be good for rural hospitals in Kansas. Speaker of the Kansas House, Dan Hawkins, discussed some figures from that report.
Let me give your listeners some figures. 25% of all Medicaid expansion dollars go to KU and Via Christi. 55% goes to the top 10 hospitals in the state. 7.3% go to the rural hospitals. Laura Kelly thinks that that is a great campaign piece to fire up her base, but that's all it fires up is her base. It doesn't fire up anybody else.
Dan Hawkins was a guest Sunday night on the John Whitmer Show on KNSS. President Biden is not talking about his son's guilty plea to federal tax charges. Fox's Lucas Tomlinson reports from the White House.
Recall just a year ago, President Biden said his son did nothing wrong. Now, Hunter Biden pleading guilty on those tax charges. Of course, that comes after he was convicted on those gun charges back in June. One of the reasons Hunter said he pled guilty was to save his family from, quote, needless embarrassment. Likely a reference to the sordid details about drugs and hookers and a lifestyle and foreign influence that he did not want to see made public. President Biden and his team likely also very relieved that this case is now behind them. The president did not take any questions about the matter while spending the weekend in Delaware.
Special counsel David Weiss charged the younger Biden with three felonies and six misdemeanors concerning $1.4 million in owed taxes that have since been paid. More than 35,000 structures are being threatened by a wildfire in the foothills of a national forest east of Los Angeles. The so-called line fire burned uncontrolled Sunday along the edge of the San Bernardino National Forest, about 65 miles east of L.A. As of Sunday afternoon, the blaze had charred about 27 square miles of grass and chaparral. Stephen's Head of the Morning, KNSS, 8:50 now on this Monday morning. Three big things.
Three.
Wichita City Council will present an update on their proposed downtown parking plan.
Two.
Stock market ready to start the week after a down close Friday on a weak jobs report.
One.
Harris and Trump preparing for their presidential debate in Philadelphia. Three big things. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Right now in traffic, things starting to look a little bit better out there on the roadways. Not really seeing very heavy traffic volumes at the moment, and so conditions looking pretty good out there. One last time, just remember, today they're closing that ramp, 77th Street North ramp, and that is over I-135. That ramp is going to be closed until November. Traffic update. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Sunny today with a high of 88 degrees. Clear tonight, the overnight low 57. Tomorrow, more of the same. Sunny with a high of 88 degrees. Now, clear sky, 57 degrees. A south wind at 6 miles per hour. Steve in 10 in the morning and 10. Tucker Carlson coming to town.
Yeah, Friday night for your chance to win Tucker Carlson tickets from KNSS. You need to text the keyword and tune in to Steve and Ted, but get that keyword every day this week. The keyword is Tucker.
Oh, that's easy.
That's very easy to remember. Tucker. And you can text that to 20357. You may enter once per day, per person, per phone number. Winners will be randomly selected from all entries on Friday morning at 9 o'clock. And each winner gets a great pair of tickets up close, valued at $120. Great prize. All you have to do to get your name in there, text Tucker to 20357.
And trading's underway on Wall Street this morning. And, oh, there it goes. The Dow's up almost 310 points this morning so far. S&P up more than 48 points. And the NASDAQ is trading up just under 180 points.
In local business news from the Wichita Business Journal, Chicken Max has big plans for the Sunshine State. The Wichita-based fast casual chain announcing it's going to try to open as many as 100 restaurants across Florida during the next several years. Part of the next phase of expansion for the brand revealed earlier this year, trying to go into the southeastern U.S. Chicken Max is targeting metro areas around Florida, including Jacksonville, Miami, Tampa Bay, Tallahassee, St. Pete, Orlando, and West Palm Beach.
A national cookie company has brought its cookies to Wichita. Tiff's Treats, a company that sells cookies in 140 physical and delivery locations across 12 states, has expanded into the Wichita market with delivery-only services in areas of East and West Wichita. Company will also have delivery areas in Northeast Topeka and Lawrence. Wichita residents within delivery zones can order online from 10 a.m. to 9:15 p.m. Pricing for delivery ranges from $6 to $8 for residents in delivery zones and a flat $16.50 for residents in extended delivery zones. Now, a request to a company spokesperson for specific delivery zones in Wichita was not returned. That's business news this morning from the Wichita Business Journal. Boeing has a tentative agreement with its largest union on a new contract for factory workers that could avoid a threatened strike. Company and the International Association of Machinists said Sunday the agreement will raise pay 25% over 4 years. Now, that's less than the union had demanded, but the company agreed with the union proposal to build its next plane in Washington State. The president of the Machinist Union Outpost Boeing says the bargaining committee is recommending that members ratify that proposed contract. And that's business news. More business news this morning from the Wichita Business Journal. Today, Ted, is National Wiener Schnitzel Day.
Mm.
It's a funny word. I don't know exactly what it is, but I've got an explanation here.
The Thursday still staying.
It's a breaded recipe. It's
Mayor Wu.
Pounds per hour.
Like a breaded pork cutlet?
Yeah, it's veal. Mondays with the mayor.
Or veal, okay.
7:34. Chefs make wiener schnitzel by tenderizing a thin slice of veal and then lightly salting and breading it. And I've never tasted it. Sounds like it's pretty good.
No.
Wiener schnitzel.
Very popular dish in many parts of the world.
All day. Hey, coming up, this is Steve at 10 in the morning here on KNSS. Another beautiful day is planned for you. We have a high today around 88 degrees with sunshine. Looks like a great week in store at the Kansas State Fair all week this week.
Yeah, bring it on.
All right. Coming up, the Glenn Beck program on KNSS. Job gains by foreign-born people. That's coming up with Steve and Ted. Top of the hour news this morning, Trump and Harris preparing for their debate. And if you missed any of today's show or just want to listen again, go on the Odyssey app. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned for the Glenn Beck program, plus the Dana Lash Show and news updates all day. Steve and Ted in the morning on 98.7 at 1330 KNSS Wichita. Right now we have a clear sky and 57 degrees.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories. The unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.